Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me. I am in the new studio, so things should sound relatively normal. Things are a little bit in flux here in the new studio, though, so hopefully the extra things aren't generating extra noise and so on and so forth. So everything should sound fine. Today is August 11th. We are talking about your Comic Talk headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin. Thank you for joining me. Now let's hit the ground running. Let's get into the TV streaming. We have follow-up, a singular first day with the new mouth, singular follow-up. That has to do with the Animaniacs. We have been keeping tabs on this ever since it was announced like 2 years ago. The 13 episodes for the new season that is going to Hulu finally have a release date, and it's really not that far off. It's November 20th of this year. That's right. Hulu will be giving us 13 more episodes of Animaniacs. I don't know how exactly that worked out because Warner Brothers owns the HBO Max app, but they're letting Hulu, which is mostly owned by Disney, do their new flagship animated series. Just seems really weird, but it's happening and I'm super excited. That's the all follow-up. All right, so now let's get into the actual news. First up, we have Wizard World Digital. Just happened over the weekend, and as I was watching through some of this stuff, actually there was a little bit more interesting. So go look for Wizard World Digital panels and such on the YouTubes. It was way too much to talk about each one individually, but there was a little bit more there, I feel like, than Comic-Con at home. The thing that I want to talk to you nerds about, though, is the inclusion of things like, what was it, The Nanny, I believe. Where did my notes go? Yeah, The Nanny and General Hospital. Like, The Nanny, I can kind of see because it's a sitcom, but General Hospital being a soap opera, even The Nanny's a bit of a stretch. So the question I have for you nerds is the inclusion of such things that are not traditional nerd fare, that it has nothing to do with a comic book in any way, and has very little to do with any nerddom, fandom, whatever you want to call it, geekdom, that would generally attend a Wizard World convention? So does the inclusion of these two, and there were a number of other ones, but these were the kind of the biggest ones that stuck out. Does the inclusion of stuff like this signal to you that the fandom is growing, that the acceptance in the community is growing, or is it something a little more dark in that it's kind of ushering in the demise of Wizard World, because they've kind of been on a downslope. I keep bumping this dang microphone. They've kind of been on a downslope for the last few years. Like, I went to a Wizard World in Vegas 5 years ago, and there was maybe 5,000. I think it was like somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 attendees, which is pretty small, especially considering Vegas, which is like the convention capital of the country. So, like, it just seemed very strange. And ever since then, I've kind of noticed that attendance records are going down, and the pull that Wizard World has kind of is dwindling, and they're doing less conventions every year. So is this further indication of that, or is this just Wizard World saying, hey, we include everybody? I leave this one to you nerds. That was just a thing that we had to talk about. Next, we're talking about X-Men, the animated series. Love it. So in a recent interview, where is it? I did not write down. One of the producers, I think it was on a Wizard World panel was the interview. I take great notes, don't I? They were talking about that's exactly what it was. It was a Wizard World panel. They were talking about, you know, the history of the show, and now that it's coming out on Disney Plus, or it's come out on Disney Plus, what that means for the future of the show. And it was made known that conversations are being had to potentially do some sort of revival for the series. Now, what kind of revival was not at all even hinted at, so it could be just a continuation of the series, or it could be a brand new series in the same style with the updated comic book storylines and such. So What that means, who knows? I wanna ask this one of you guys as well. Which would you prefer? Would you prefer that they continue where they left off, or would you prefer that they start a brand new series that is still the quality animation, but just updating to the new stories? This, I think, is going to be a little divisive, so let's have that conversation down in the comments as well. That being, or wherever you can get a hold of me, whatever platform you're listening on or watching on, whatever. All right. Next, we're talking about Stay Tuned. What is Stay Tuned? Well, it was a movie back in 1997 that featured John Ritter and Pam Dauber, or 92, rather. Sorry, not 97, 92. And it's about a couple that gets sucked into their satellite dish, and they have to go through basically trials so that they don't go to hell. And it's kind of a lost classic, almost. Like, I love this freaking movie. Well, it's being turned into a series over on AMC. In charge of this series is showrunner and writer-producer... I'm sorry, showrunner Ian Goldberg and writer-producer Richard Niang. Both of them work on The Walking Dead as well, or have worked on The Walking Dead as well. So, very interesting pedigree for something that's slightly less traditionally nerdy, but still kind of awesome and continuing a great tradition, or continuing a great legacy that is John Ritter. So, definitely we'll be keeping tabs on this. I believe, I don't remember specifically... Yes, I do remember specifically. AMC is actively developing this. So as we get like announcements and they go into production and stuff, we will be keeping tabs on it. But that is all we have for TV streaming. Now let's talk about movies. And in movies, we have a lot of text and not a lot of bullet points, if that makes any sense. So, first up is Tron 3. We actually have two things surrounding Tron 3. As I was doing the research, it was made, the announcement was made that Gareth Edwards has been brought in to sit on the director chair and the developer chair for this movie. And at the when they first made the announcement, it was still speculative that Jared Leto would be associated with this project. And then Jared Leto came out the next day and said, actually, yes, I'm super excited to be a part of this project. So Jared Leto presumably is going to be a part of this project. I say presumably in spite of that announcement, because the announcement was for the development of Tron 3, not for the green light for Tron 3. So the movie has not been greenlit by Disney just yet. However, they have given the okay to Gareth Edwards to go forward and bring forward something to the table, get some sort of development behind it so they can see what he has in mind for this movie, and then potentially it will be greenlit. So this still might not actually make it into theaters, but hopefully it does, because I actually really like Tron. Tron Legacy was okay, but Daft Punk was part of it, which makes it epic. But that's what we have on that one. Next, we're talking about Superworld. What is Superworld? Superworld is actually a short novel that was written by Gus Krieger and is now being turned into a movie with Jason Bateman directing and Mark Perez writing. Warner Brothers will be distributing it, and Anonymous Content will be producing it. And that's all we really know about it so far. We also know the premise because, like I said, it is a short novel. The premise is that everyone in the world, it's set in the future. I think it's like something like 50, 70 years in the future. Set in the future where everyone has superpowers except for our main character. Our main character lives a pretty bland job, or lives a pretty bland life, has a bland job, is very everyman kind of guy, and then a supervillain comes around and he has the power to negate superpowers. So who comes to save the day but the guy with no superpowers to begin with? So therein lies, you know, hilarity ensues or whatever. So sounds really interesting. As this gets a little further in development and as we start doing casting and stuff, we'll be keeping tabs because I am intrigued. But that's all we have for now, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Star Trek 4, and there's been a couple of developments since we last talked about this. This should have been a follow-up, but it's whatever. It's kind of a lot, so that's why I didn't put it in follow-ups, but it is what it is. So, first, the Noah Hawley treatment, the Noah Hawley version of this movie, is likely not going to be getting made. They have announced, they've said in no uncertain terms, that while it is still, there is still potential, it is very much on the back burner, even some places going so far as to say they've put it on ice. So Noah Hawley's version, where we have a universal pandemic that kills a lot of people, kind of hits a little close to home. They were like, maybe we shouldn't do that. So that has happened. Also, Quentin Tarantino has made it very clear that he will not be directing, though his version of the next Star Trek movie is still in development. But he just is not going to be on the director's chair. He'll still be producing. He'll still be writing. He just won't be directing. So that has happened as well. And then also, because of the Noah Hawley portion of this, it sounds like Paramount is looking to move forward. If they move forward with something other than Tarantino's movie, they're looking to move forward with the original plan for this movie before Hawley got involved, which has to do with James T. Kirk going back in time. So Chris Pine going back in time to meet his father, played by Chris Hemsworth, which it sounds kind of awesome as well. Kind of just a passive Star Wars nerd, so anything they do on the screen makes me super excited. That's all we have so far. There's so much going on in the Paramount camp that there's rumors that are floating around about that too. We've talked about them. We've talked about at least a variation of them, so we're not going to be covering any of them on this episode. But very interesting. Hopefully this actually comes to light. We're moving on because I'm rambling. Next, we're talking about Antebellum, and this is our final movies piece for the episode. Antebellum, the Janelle Monáe-fronted horror movie that we've been seeing trailers and such for some time now, and has been getting moved back, just like everything else in Hollywood these days. Finally got moved to Video On Demand. Video On Demand release date is September 18th. It is going the traditional route, not the Mulan route. It's going traditional route in that it's going to multiple Video On Demand platforms, and it is only going to be $20. But again, as we covered in the last episode, that means you have a 48-hour rental, and then after that 48 hours, you no longer own the movie. So do with that information what you will, but now we get to see Antebellum. We don't have to leave the comfort of our home because some people are going to be very uncomfortable with that thought. That's movies, though. Rumor mill time, baby. Rumor mill for today. Spider-Man 3 starts us off. So we got a... There's a number of people reporting on this. The main source that this comes from usually is like super happy and proud to be the guy that leaks things. But now he's saying that this isn't actually a leak. This is more of a rumor, even to a leaker who it's just a weird situation. Either way, what's going on is it is rumored that Sony and Marvel, Disney Marvel, are looking for a quote unquote Joel Kinnaman type to play Kraven in Spider-Man 3, which is very interesting because Spider-Man 3 is going to be technically a Disney movie in association with Sony because Sony technically owns Spider-Man. So that's opening up all kinds of possibilities, if this is true, opening up all kinds of possibilities moving forward for the potential crossover for other Spider-Man villains into the MCU. As part of this rumor, once Kraven happens in this movie, Kraven and Scorpion are the two rumored villains right now. So once they happen in this movie, they will likely not transfer into the MCU. They will just make more movies about them in the Sony side of things. So as far as likelihood for this goes, I feel like we've heard so much about Kraven that leads me to believe that there is a little bit more credibility here. I still, because of the nature of the rumor, though, I can't go over 30%. I'm going to give this a third third likelihood, 30% likelihood that this is actually going to be a thing. I would love to see Kraven and that story be told in the movies, but It's big rumor right now. Moving on, we are talking about Negan. AMC is now reportedly working on another spinoff, all these rumored spinoffs from The Walking Dead. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has said he would love to do this. Now they have released a book that has done this, and so Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be getting his wish, because according to this rumor, AMC is working on making a Negan limited series starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Limited series, it plays in its favor, because that's seems likely. Also, the fact of the comic book and Jeffrey Dean Morgan's enthusiasm for such a thing, all of these are leading me to a good likelihood that this is happening, and AMC saying we have a bunch of stuff in the works that is Walking Dead related. So it would be a prequel, or not a prequel series, it would be a series about what happens after Negan leaves the main cast of characters. Again, for the reasons listed before, as far as likelihood is concerned, we're going probably about 40%. I feel very, very confident that this is pretty likely to happen. Next, we are moving over to Mandalorian. This is kind of a broad rumor, so we're not going to do any likelihood percentages, but there is a broad rumor saying that there are three spinoff series currently in the works from The Mandalorian. So, presumably, because the rumor does not talk about them, presumably they're not counting the Ahsoka series, the Boba Fett series, or the Cara Dune series. Potentially the Cara Dune series is included in this, so there's two that we don't know, or there's going to be six spinoffs, because you could argue that Ahsoka and Boba Fett are both spinoffs from The Mandalorian, because they're both going to start in The Mandalorian. Next on the list for rumors is Stranger Things. The rumor around this one is that Netflix, being Netflix, is not super keen on letting this series run its course. They want to end it in a movie, which seems weird. So the rumor says that they're going to let them go to season four. So we will get, according to the rumor, we will get all the way up to season four. And then after season four airs, they want to do a big, long movie send-off. Again, according to this rumor, it's because the kids are getting older, and so they're aging out of their roles. Likelihood on this one, I feel like, as much as I don't want it to be so, I feel like this is about 50-50. Because of the track history we have with Netflix, we're already beyond the regular series limit that they allow for most of their series, because we have more than 32 episodes. So that's one thing that's got going against it, or going for it, I guess, depending on your way of looking at it. And the other thing is, yeah, the kids are getting old, but you could age your characters with your actors, so that doesn't seem to be as much of a reason to end it so abruptly. So I really feel like this is a 50-50 shot, because there is a lot about this that says, yeah, this is how Hollywood works, and there's also a lot about this that says, but everyone loves Stranger Things so much, why would they do that? So yeah, that's where we're sitting with that, 50-50. Next is kind of the opposite thing that's happening for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So the newest series of movies from J.K. Rowling, that's based on a book that she never wrote, technically, and it has been super divisive for the fan base, is now rumored to be getting a finale as a limited series. So once we get the next movie that they're currently working on, which I believe is number 3. Yes. So once Fantastic Beasts 3 happens, if it does not do as well as they need it to, then at that point they will go forward with a limited series to finish off the story. And if it does well enough to warrant a fourth movie, then after the fourth movie, again, presumably is when they will start the limited series. So this really sounds like somebody grasping at straws trying to make stuff up, but it does seem potential to be a real thing. So, and as a side note, how awesome of a world do we live in that something that we love, I mean, granted, this is super divisive, as I said, but presumably people love Fantastic Beasts. So something that you love doesn't just not get its conclusion. There are so many avenues and so many places to put content these days that a studio sees the value in something and they have an alternate route to get to the end of it. So no longer are the days where you get a movie series that you love, and it doesn't do well in the theaters, so the movie company says, we're not going to finish that. That just, imagine what would have happened with, like, the Hunger Games series forever ago, or the, what was the other one? The Maze Runner series a little while ago. Not forever ago, it was only a few years ago, but that's how drastically the landscape has changed. Anyway, I'm rambling. Likelihood for this Crimes of Grindelwald, or the Fantastic Beasts situation, I'm going with about 40%. I'm not as convinced as I am the Stranger Things piece, because there's not a whole lot working to say one way or the other, which kind of lends me to believe it'll go the other way that it was originally intended, but only slightly. So again, 40% likelihood that this is actually a thing. Next, we are talking about X-Men, and X-Men in the MCU, not the animated series. There's no rumors around that one at this current point in time, because we know that they are actually talking about bringing it back. Anyway, sorry. So this rumor says that Shia LaBeouf is being looked at to play Iceman in whatever iteration that character is going to come to fruition in the MCU. This is a really interesting thing to consider, because Shia LaBeouf can be a fantastic actor. He can also be a horrible actor, but he can be a fantastic actor. So why wouldn't this be the case? But also, we know that we're so far off, it doesn't make sense that they would be looking to cast this character just yet. So 6 one way, half a dozen the other. I'm giving this one about a 50-50%, because he's young enough to be a version of Iceman, though it, again, if we're going off of what we assume Feige's plan is, he's probably not young enough, because presumably Feige wants to start with most of the main X-Men as very young, and Shia LaBeouf is about my age, so he's in his mid-30s. And it just doesn't, I'm really riding the fence. So again, 50-50. And then our final piece of rumor has to do with The Mask. We already know that Jim Carrey, at least the character of The Mask, and presumably Jim Carrey, are going to be making a cameo appearance in the next Space Jam movie. The Mask is going to be he's been teased. We saw the teaser trailer. We saw that The Mask was in it. The rumor is that The Mask is going to be the referee for the big basketball game at the end of the movie. That being said, this rumor says that Jim Carrey is going to be signing on for 2 more movies, making The Mask into a trilogy. Presumably also Cameron Diaz might be coming out of acting retirement, because that's a thing you can do when you're in your 40s, 50s even, in Hollywood, because... yeah. The rumor also goes on to say that that is a possibility as well. Yeah, again, 50-50 on this one. I know I can't really confirm or anything, but it sounds like Jim Carrey has some sort of interest in revisiting this character, because he has said as such in interviews. So yeah, there is reason to believe that there is some sort of likelihood there. So if they can find, like he said was his stipulation, if they can find a director with a unique enough voice for Carrey to say, yes, sign me up, I will go do that, then we will see this happen. I think that's going to be a little while before we see something along those lines, and I think it's going to be quite the stretch for whoever that director is. So 50-50 on that one. That ends our rumor mill. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then please jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news and you want the full news episode, you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.